Hi, welcome to the Inside Hour. I'm Dr. Len Horowitz, joining you every Tuesday night on bbsradio.com and over the internet also, streaming live right now on love528tv.net. That's love528tv.net. It's actually called the Love Channel, and we're developing it over the weeks as they go by. We're getting what we feel is hopefully, prayerfully, better and better all the time. So welcome. We come to you every Tuesday night, midnight on the East Coast, 9 o'clock Pacific, and in Hawaii, it's right now, 6 o'clock in the evening. We've got a lot of information for you tonight with regard to not only what's happening in Hawaii. We've been advancing a resolution and potentially legislation there to do what they've done with regard to the mandatory, quote-unquote mandatory, H1N1 swine flu vaccinations. Well, they're trying to get away with that in Hawaii. They have failed to do that in the state of Washington. They're about to fail, apparently, also in the state of New York, when the nurses' unions have brought lawsuits, successful injunctions against the health officials of those states in order to sustain the liberty that we have, that we the people have, insofar as having our freedom of First Right Amendment, constitutional civil rights to avoid vaccinations, intoxications, and literally, ultimately, depopulation associated with this thing that they call immunization. So, welcome to the Insight Hour. I want to give thanks, first of all, to the Creator for blessing us royally all the time. The most magnificent information, the most compelling bad news, as well as the greatest great news, is what we engage in here on the Insight Hour. So, welcome. You'll also have the opportunity this evening to call in and bring us your questions or comments. I'll be joined very shortly by Sherry Kane, who's an investigative journalist who has been engaging this inquiry into the vaccine industrialists that are at the center of this global conspiracy and the Partnership for New York City. The Partnership for New York City is stunning, and the revelations that Sherry has come out with and that I likewise have just been sharing and having a mind-blowing experience, realizing that the global drug industrialists are not just allied with the world's leading propagandists in mainstream media, they are one and the same. And so tonight we'll just briefly share about that. We're going to be continuing to have press releases that go out that bring you up to the latest news that we're also having revelations on. And that the best way for you to get those newsletters, get those press releases, is simply go online to healthyworldstore.com and put your email address in, put your contact information there in, and then we'll be happy to send you newsletters and keep you up to date with what's happening on the actual front lines of the expose on the global industrialists that are bringing you genocide under the guise of public health and national security. The alternative is what we've also engaged on the Inside Hour. The greatest great news that the modern gospel deals with who we really are as spiritual beings. You know, in considering this concept, this whole understanding that we are more than physical beings, that we should treat ourselves accordingly and effectively as spiritual beings first, and that's electromagnetics, that's bioacoustics, that's resonant frequencies and hydrosonics. That is literally your body's made of water. It's made of light and sound. And you know what? I think we've got a caller. Hey, Seth, what's going on in engineering? We got somebody calling in the Inside Hour already. Live stream audio is distorting tonight. Okay. Are you able to get me? Are you able to get me on a normal feed? But the live stream audio is off tonight, huh? Destroyed. Is it too loud, you think? All right, let me turn it down. Excuse me for just a second, folks. Technical difficulties.
Hey, do you have Skype on record?
Yeah.
Sure, 100%.
Yeah, Sherry, why don't you sit down and have fun with the audience while I see if I can adjust this. Oh, yeah, it's way up. I don't know why that got testing 1, 2. All right, try that. Hey, Seth, is that better in engineering? Testing, 1, 2, 3. How's that? Is that better? Okay, testing right now. Okay, let me count down again. 10, 9, 8, 7, 6, 5, 4. Sherry, are you available? Come on in. Not quite. She's not in the studio yet. Okay. Testing, 1, 2. Well, I hope that's a little bit better. We've got, obviously, down a little bit more. Okay. Gee whiz, I don't know why it's doing that, brother. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2. Testing, 1, 2, 3. It's adjusting itself. Testing, 1, 2, 3. Testing, 1, 2, 3. I don't know why it's doing that. That's really, really strange. I said it 3 times for like mid-range, and it just, it's just going right back up by itself. I can't believe it. That's really strange. I'm watching it right now. Nobody's on it, and the dial's just going all the way up to max. Isn't that bizarre? Sherry, have a seat. Why don't you take it from here while I see if I can continue this audio feed.
Hello, folks. How are you? Anyway, I'm really happy to be here once again to tell you the bad news and the good news. So, the bad news, we always hate to have to tell you, but you know that things happen in this world that we really don't want to happen, and we are trying to stop all these bad things from happening by creating awareness in people and opening up their eyes to the truth. So, anyway, my name is Sherry Kane, and I've been working with Dr. Horowitz for a while now. I'm an investigative journalist, and I love my job, and I completely enjoy working with Dr. Horowitz. He's a brilliant man. I'm already aware of that.
Sherry, you got a caller. Why don't you take the caller?
Hi. Who's calling?
Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hi. My name is Max. I'm calling from Montreal.
Hi, Max. How are you doing?
I'm doing fine. Are you guys okay over there?
Yeah, we're just having some technical difficulty with the sound. I don't know. It's got its own mind tonight. For some reason, I turned it down to mid-range, right 50%, and I can sit here, watch the thing. It actually goes up by itself. Imagine that.
Studio phantoms, eh?
Yeah, it's a studio phantom. Why don't you share what's on your mind tonight?
Yeah, well, I was, I heard you mention that the English language had been somehow reversed from ancient Hebrew?
Right. Fascinating thing, isn't it?
Yeah, very interesting. And I'm a musician and a singer, and I've been very interested in using these sacred languages along with the solfeggio. I was wondering if you know of any anybody who's put effort into reversing this this kind of dumbing down language that they've given to us to create a sacred language out of it, or if that's possible.
Well, give me that again. Give me that question again. I apologize because I'm just like, I'm a little distracted and a little disturbed by the fact that when you set this volume control, it just has its own mind tonight. It's really strange.
Oh, it's no problem. Just that you mentioned that the English language was reversed from Hebrew, so I was wondering if there's any way of reversing it back, and in a way, I guess, taking what they tried to use to dumb us down and turning it into a powerful spiritual language.
Well, you know, I think that is probably got to take place via a music revolution. And excuse me if I appear distracted. One of my eyes is on the monitor over there, and I'm actually watching right now this whole thing go up. I'm going to have to reset this whole audio switch into a different system. But let me just see if I can answer that while we're on the fly here. The concept of the frequencies being out of whack or out of tune is what the same kind of dumbing down process that's happening in language is really all about. The concept is that it's all math. It's all mathematics. Hey, Seth, try that. Let's see if that works a little bit better, okay? I've got it now shifted over to the internal microphone from the computer rather than the expensive microphone that we normally use that seems to have a complete mind of its own. See if that's better. So the concept is the English language in the 1400s was changed. It was literally alphanumerically flipped off of Hebrew. Alphanumerically, each letter has a number, and the numbers really relate to frequency resonance. And not simply numerology, but largely the way that the universe is created. So if the Creator creates through the spoken word, which is sound, which then is electromagnetic frequencies, that's simply mathematics. And so you take the numbers, and now you've got virtually what's happening with computers. In computer science, you've got just basically on, off, or one and zero. So there's really two numbers there. But the fact is that the Creator creates through nine numbers. The entire matrix of the universe is based on nine numbers, and those nine numbers, we now know, create this nine-note symphony that manifests all of reality, both metaphysically as well as physically. So the concept, and this is really part of the great news, and it's part of what is powerful in terms of healing, and it really is transformational when it comes to paradigm shifting out of this intoxicating agenda of vaccinations, antibiotics, all of the drug industrialists. They don't want you to know that you're a spiritual being first, and then after that, basically you don't need them anymore when you realize it. So that the concept of the English language initially was based on the alphanumerics of Hebrew and ancient Sanskrit and Babylonian, that then, in essence, what we've been dumbed down because of is a dissonance in energy. And so that the frequency resonance of the universe, if we go back to nature, if we simply go back to the way we were created with love in 528 frequency, hertz, and we all know that. I mean, there's no question in our minds that the closest thing we know to love, which is the universal healer, is the frequency of 528 resonance, or thereabout. It's probably about 528.32, but if you play 528, you know, it's fairly much, it's very close to being right on, and even if you were with a human ear playing in 529 or 527, it still would be hard for you to hear the difference. Now, what's happening, though, when you play that frequency is everything goes back to the natural harmony, the resonant frequency of energetics and energy that's basically all natural, all in sync, all in tune, and that's really what the essence of divine human communion is all about. Because if you're created in love, which we absolutely are certain of, you're created in love, and that love comes from the heart of the Creator, and the heart of everything is 528, and we've now determined that through the mathematics of like Victor Showell on love528.com. You can go to love528.com and read all about his incredible mathematical studies and his proofs of how the Saqqara pyramids and the whole cosmology of the universe is laid out because of this whole concept of frequency energetics being involved in creation, and that it's all sourcing from the same matrix, at the heart of which is 528. So 528 is fundamental to sacred geometry. All of life, organic chemistry, the ring of life, is 528 based. It's fundamental. And all the mathematics, there's Marco Rodin's work, there's other researchers who have advanced the same thing and in other ways. And then Victor Showell, I think, does a slam dunk on the internet for free. You can download the PDF files from love528.com. And so that's the fundamentals of the question that you're asking, is how do we get back to enjoy that divine human communion to fill our hearts and our souls, our spirit, and the resonance of that in our body temple, so that we're not only in divine human communion, and we're living a virtually impregnable life, because ultimately when you realize the physical comes out of the spiritual is most important, and if you can vibe to the essence of divinity, if you can vibrate to the essence of love, which was what Yeshua, what Jesus was vibing to, that is allows you to do all sorts of things. Have a miraculous life, walk on water, defy gravity, have bullets go through you. Like there's been stories about very, very faithful people who have not succumbed. The movie Pulp Fiction with John Travolta. There's a scene in there where the bullets are flying right through these guys. And, you know, how do you explain that? Well, it's explained pretty simply because you're more than a physical being. And the tragedy and the travesty of medicine is that we're chemically intoxicating biology. It's a war against biology, antibiosis, anti-war on cancer, you know, war on AIDS, war against all this craziness. Everybody, you know, in the government and the global industrialists are at war, when in fact, where we should be is celebrating health, happiness, and peace, and optimal sustainability, permacultural sustainability with the environment, treating the environment as you would treat your loved one. And so this is the concept that the native peoples have advanced for many millennia. This is the concept that now as medicine fails and as medicine intoxicates and as we expose the global industrialists in this fraud and this violation of our spiritual sanctity, then where we're transitioning into this paradigm shift is precisely what we're talking about and how to restore the language of divinity. How do we get back to the vibrational essence of total spiritual sovereignty and physical sovereignty? And that is, you know, this beautiful concept. Well, one way to do it is study Hebrew. You can go back and start to study and learn Hebrew. You can also try ancient Aramaic. Challenging to find people who train you in that. And so this now is one option. But, you know, for somebody like me, I'm getting kind of old. I studied a little bit of Hebrew. I can read it. You know, I can say some things in Hebrew, but quite frankly, it would take me a number of years to go back and really get it. So what's the other option? And that's what I said. It's music. Really, it's the music of the Creator that we want to tune into. That's why 528 Hertz frequency is kind of like the clear channel broadcast that we want to retune all of our instruments to, including this body temple. If this instrument, this vehicle of consciousness, is tuned into 528, which is love, then that clear channel broadcast is going to prevent you from having all sorts of infectious diseases and even succumbing to bullets. That's the only way I can share with you, honestly, that I can be here right now. You know, I should have bought it years ago. There were six times that I could tell you stories, and one of these days I'd like to finish the book that I started. It's an autobiography called Horowitz, Stories of Evil Angels, Heroes, and Miracles, wherein, you know, I relate these stories six times that I'm aware of, and probably many more that I wasn't aware of. I should have died. There's no reasonable explanation. And I've had these kinds of things happen to me. I had a red brick go through my head, and it didn't even scratch me. And I can't account for that other than the fact that the angels of protection and the Creator was looking out for me, because I can't rationalize how it happened or how I survived. But the fact of the matter is, it's exactly like the stories and like that scene in Pulp Fiction where bullets go through these guys and they just didn't buy it that day. So how do you get there? You tune in with faith, trust, and prayer into that divine frequency. And again, kind of like, you know, we can look at the English language as being optimally suppressive and spiritually undermining. But the reality is you can't keep a good person down. And the Creator has always been available to those who have faith and trust in the Creator. So with prayer, which is the use of language through the spoken word. If the Creator creates through the spoken word, let there be light. We can likewise create through the spoken word, through the labia ratum, the lips, the creative instruments. So we can recreate ourselves in health and happiness and prosperity and sustainability. We can recreate our environment to be all that it was meant to be. Get rid of the global industrialists that are polluting and suppressing all of the free technologies, the low-cost, wonderful ways that we could be, for example, moving around the planet without pollution, hydrogen fuel. All of the answers are in the universal solvent, water. And so this is, again, all the answers are in God, and that's why water is part of the triune God, if you examine very carefully Genesis 1:1-1:2. Anyway, that's a long-winded answer, and maybe, Sherry, you might want to add something before I put you to sleep.
I think you pretty much said it all.
Did you see that little mouse that ran over there?
I did. I saw it. I was like, I saw it coming toward here.
We're sitting in the studio. There's a door that's open over there, and a little mouse came scurrying by.
A black one. He, like, jumped. He, like, jumped 50 feet in the air into the, like, the closet.
It's a little blessing for you. Just to make sure if you're awake.
Oh, yeah. It kept me on my toes. Anyway, I think Dr. Horowitz pretty much answered the question, but if you have any more questions, we really would love for you to call in out there. We're here standing by, and he's full of information tonight, as you can see, as usual.
Oh, I'm glad I'm full of something that's positive. Yeah. Hey, let me get that number. Yeah, here, give this number out.
So,
it's 888-815-9756.
Okay. So, 888-815-9756. We're standing by to get your calls. If you have a question, please feel free to call in. We'd love to hear you. We'd love to hear how many people are out there supporting this show and listening to what we're talking about, because what we talk about is the truth, and that's what this show is about. It's about the truth, and it's about creating awareness about the truth, and it's also, sometimes, like I said in the beginning, it may not all be like the best things you want to hear, but it's all the truth. And we do let you know that there is positive to it, like the organization that we're starting, which is Healthy World Organization.
Tell folks about that. Now you can see what Sherry's up to.
Yes. Healthy World Organization is going to be offering people 3 levels of training, and it's going to be taught by yours truly here, Dr. Leonard Horowitz, and he's going to be teaching you in level 1. Actually, I'm going to let him talk about the curriculum, but it's going to be a very, very interesting 3 levels. You're going to have a great opportunity to make a lot of money as a partner with us as well. And after you finish the 3 levels, you'll be able to be have the ability to get to go for a 6-year doctorate in energy medicine.
Energy,
so you're
going to
have a doctorate in energy medicine, and it's going to be a legitimate doctorate, so you can practice it.
Certified, accredited university equivalent, and that you'll be board eligible.
Yes.
Yeah.
And we're really excited about actually letting everybody know about this great opportunity. You can visit healthyworldorganization.com and get information, or you can email me at info@healthyworldorganization.com.
Healthyworldorganization.com,
sorry. Healthyworldorganization.com or info@healthyworldorganization.com. It's an amazing opportunity. You're going to see once you you read about it, you come on board with us. It's fascinating. Right now, as you know, with all the stuff that we're talking about, no one believes in Western medicine anymore, or less and less people every day.
Yeah.
Exactly. Well, the majority of us out there don't believe in it anymore. We are hopeful of that, aren't we?
Yeah, let me share a little bit about some background. First of all, if you think about how will we maintain health in the Messianic Age, during that period of 1,000 years of world peace that we all really in our hearts really want, how will we be practicing healthcare? Certainly not popping magic pills to cure every ill or injecting into our bloodstreams foreign genetic materials and a host of toxins. We're going to be doing it in a completely different way, and that's what energy medicine really is all about. So there's, believe it or not, there's no doctorates in energy medicine right now, and that's one of the things that we're going to be doing with Healthy World Organization. You'll have an opportunity, first of all, to go through three training programs that the ultimate goal of all of this through Healthy World Organization is to have an alternative to the Rockefeller-directed World Health Organization, because the World Health Organization is administering this genocide. So we, the people, absolutely, reasonably, responsibly choose to evolve out of that insanity, that hypocrisy, that lunacy, that toxicity. That whole paradigm has got to completely change. And the beauty is, the celebration is that all of the things that we need are right here, right now. It's, everything is available. Now, if you study the Bible, you know about in the end times, which is now, that the wealth of the wicked is stored up for the meek. So really what's happening right now, as this last kind of like aspect of the genocidal manipulation and the globalization is happening, and people are getting so sick, and H1N1 and H5N1 and new plagues and AIDS and all of these hideous man-made tragedies play out. And there will be a population reduction of approximately 2/3, according to all the experts and even the Bible. So that as this now, the next couple of years plays out, we're evolving and celebrating the Messianic Age beforehand. And that includes prospering in all ways. So when Sherry talks about how you can become extremely wealthy with what we're about to do and what we're actually doing right now, she's absolutely correct. It's like a no-brainer. There's nothing missing, nothing broken in the kingdom of heaven. And according to the physicists, that kingdom of heaven in the religious world is akin to this musical, mathematical matrix out of which everything comes through resonance, faith and trust, prayer, and a resonant frequency from the heart, positive, loving intention. There's nothing more powerful in the universe than that vibrating frequency of 528 in harmony with divinity. So that's essentially lesson one. This whole concept is we've got to become wealthy in all ways. We've got to prosper in all ways in order to have the effect. Now, you know that. I know you know that. I've thought about it. You've thought about it. And the fact is that the only thing that's keeping us from absolutely manifesting all of the wealth that we need to be totally great servants, to be on the front lines of making a huge difference on planet Earth, of basically prospering other people and serving other people in divine service. That's what we're about. And in order to do that, you need resources. What kind of resources? Not just money. You need all sorts of resources. You need human resources. You need spiritual resources. You need physical resources. And sometimes you do need money. The concept of what money is really about is also just totally amazing. It's not what you think it is. You know, the best thing that I can recommend to you, I wish I had a dollar bill I could show you. You know, never look at the dark side of money again. That dollar bill, for example, look at it. It's got two faces. The front side is all kind of like black ink. Don't look at that side. Look at the other side. What color is it? It's greenish yellow. Whoa! What color is that? That's 528. That's 528 love frequency. What does it say on that side? It says, in God we trust. And man, that's a key. That is an absolute certain key to open up the floodgates from the kingdom of heaven to have all things pour out to you, because that's what the covenant, that's the contract that God makes with his faithful.
God will provide.
God provides. So the concept of green, like the sea of green, we talked about in this program, how creationism evolved out of this triune God, this creator, the water, and the Holy Spirit hovered over the face of the water, divides the water from the water into which the word sound frequency is spoken. Suddenly out pops the sun, illuminates the darkness. Darkness runs away from the light. That's all hydrogen. Sun is made of 99.9% hydrogen. So that's part of water. And you realize we're all coming out of water. So you are actually coming out. You evolved out of, but not so much in the concept of evolution of the species. You're coming out right at this moment in water. It's a hydrosonic universe that's creating you instant, nano instant to nano instant. So this concept of the sea of green, you know, currency, that's what money is. Current, now, sea, ocean. Of green, love, 528 hertz frequency. We're coming out of this sea of green, this ocean of love, manifesting miraculously right here, right now. That's really what we're finally understanding. The people that suppress the language, first question tonight, you know all of this. That's how they achieve the wealth and the prosperity and the control, except it's just like in the days of old in Babylon. Babylon is falling. America is falling right now. The globalists are falling. It's all falling apart. They can't keep it together because the Creator has in store for us 1,000 years of world peace. And you and I and Sherry and our whole organization is engaged in advancing on the front lines of this incredible paradigm shift, all of the blessed opportunities we need.
Yeah.
Yeah, go ahead. I tend to put her to sleep. You know? I talk too much.
No, I mean, he says things that are completely incredible. You have incredible knowledge, and I love listening to your knowledge.
Thank you.
And I've learned so much while working with Dr. Horowitz. So anybody that can take these three levels are going to be completely blessed because he's amazing to work with. But anyway, let's go back to the Healthy World Organization that we are actually advancing right now. You know, the future of careers is going to be changing a lot. More and more people are going to be looking for different ways to make money and to help people. And no longer will Western medicine be able to exist. We are beginning to actually evaporate the pharmaceutical companies. We want them just to go. And that's really our plan is...
It's part of the mission, absolutely. Exactly. Stop intoxicating people and the environment.
Exactly. So what next? What other kind of ability are people going to have to be able to help others? Well, alternative medicine is going to be the way. A lot of people out there are already involved in alternative medicine, or they're actually taking alternative medicine instead of Western medicine, but it's going to become completely mainstream. It's going to be the best career to get into, and this is one of my main
traditions. That's wonderful, absolutely.
And so I see that as like the top career. More and more people are going to look for other ways to get healthy, and not only will they be looking more toward exercise and a better diet, but also not having to resort to taking antibiotics and vaccinations and just every pill to make you What is your
name? Popping magic pills to cure every ill.
Popping magic pills to cure every ill. I love that. So, more and more people are going to get more aware of what's going on with how they're being poisoned by the pharmaceutical industry, and it's going to lose complete trust in them. And so where are they going to go? They're going to go and they're looking for an alternative medicine healer or doctor, and they're going to go to them, and that doctor's going to be able to give them advice and be able to help them get healthy. And so I recommend that all of you just check out healthyworldorganization.com and see what we're doing and see if that may be something that you may be interested in. It's a definite a career that's where you're going to be ahead of your time. If the time has started right now, it's like right at the cutting edge of something brand new. Even though there's a lot of people into it, it still hasn't quite hit the mainstream, so you really are going to be on the edge. It's going to be amazing. So I'm completely excited about this, and I want you all to know that this has been a change of life for me as well. I mean, I completely changed my life around when I started using alternative medicine. I realized I was so much healthier. I couldn't even wake up before. I had no energy, and now I feel like I'm born again. So I'm going to let Dr. Horowitz talk to you about the three-level curriculum that people are going to be getting when they come into our program.
Okay. So the level one is obviously you want to start with a foundation understanding of physiology and metabolism, how this body temple actually operates, and what are the most essentials. And the essentials we've talked about on the Insight Hour a number of times. if you think about who you are, you're really a sea operating with the fundamentals of the earth. So you've got minerals. You've got basically, you are lava and ocean. That's what you're made of. Your body is about 83% to 86% water if you're well hydrated, and that's like ocean water. And then your body physical parts, besides the hydrated aspects, is made of minerals. So those elements and those minerals have certain properties. The function of those properties involve energy flow. And this whole concept of electrogenetics, how the genetic, that sacred spiral, is actually like a Tesla coil. It's amplifying energy. Of what? Well, it's amplifying the energy of not only the Creator and this ambient energy throughout our environment that literally sustains us. That's what gives you the restoration of your energy when you're tired and you're feeling lousy and you go to sleep and suddenly you wake up in the morning so refreshed. That's the ambient energy that the Creator blesses us with. That's right here, right now. It's, if you tune into it and you allow yourself to go into the alpha states, that's the frequency resonant states that's in harmony with divinity, you get restored. That's very simple. And what also is extremely important is the minerals. If you don't have the right minerals in your body, then gee whiz, you're simply not going to be able to have the flow of energy happen, because the minerals have an energy resonance signature that the body needs. There's certain electrical signals that occur, and most important in the minerals are the subatomic particles, the electrons. The electrons is the source of all energy. So some simple, basic, fundamental understanding about who you are as a physical being, and actually a spiritual being in a physical body having this physical experience called life, is contingent upon water and minerals. So the minerals can come in from a variety of sources, food, nutrients, mineralized water. And so you begin to realize, after we go through level one, the basic fundamentals of who we are, how to sustain it, how to heal it, and remedy all the conditions that are plaguing humanity. And that's done through some simple products, like Love Minerals. Love Minerals is a fabulous product that our brother, Dr. Medicine Wolf, has designed for us for Healthy World Organization and Healthy World Store. You can go to healthyworldstore.com and you can pick up some of that. There's a variety of other things that we're now engaged in. There's some incredible products. There's a product, you know, we talk about transitioning into 1,000 years of world peace where we won't be practicing healthcare anymore. Well, we have a product right now called Liquid Dentist. If you go online to liquiddentist.net, you can read up all about it. It can put most of the dentists completely out of business today, literally today, so that the concept of reversing tooth decay through oxygenation and ozonation, because number one, you can eliminate tooth decay, stop it, even if it's the caries is down to the nerve, by ozone and medical ozonation, or oxygen, element number 8, going deep into the tissues that's being destroyed by the germs. This is an example of some of the products, given the knowledge that we now have in the metaphysics of reality, in the metaphysics of life. If we want to recreate ourselves, given the core creative frequencies that we now have, we can do everything that the Creator has blessed us to be able to do with these revelations. That's how we can establish 1,000 years where we won't be popping magic pills. So the concept of reversing or stopping tooth decay and then remineralizing the tooth. Again, think about what I said earlier. You've got water and you've got H2O. You've got the energetics of hydrogen, the electrons and the energy, oxygen, and you've got now this whole concept that you can not only arrest tooth decay, but you can remineralize destroyed tooth structure in such a way that you can actually create a harder tooth than you originally had when the Creator made you. That's the capacity now that we're dealing with when we bring together the greatest knowledge on the face of this planet. So that's level one.
I have to just say something about Liquid Dentist. I can't say enough great things about Liquid Dentist. I use it every day, and it does have oxygen in it, which oxygen is now the new technique that's actually over in Europe and Canada. It's not even legal over here because it will completely put the dentist out of business and the people that make the products, the pharmaceuticals that make the dental products, out of business completely. If you have a root canal, you'll never need another root canal with oxygen. It's the way the technology is, and it's really a shame that we don't have that here. That people are still getting their teeth drilled in and getting infections and mercury infections. It's just horrible.
It's sick. You know, the whole medical and dental care system is barbaric. Absolutely, like totally in the dark ages when you begin to really integrate some of this great knowledge. And it's simple. It doesn't take rocket scientists. You don't need to have a PhD in biophysics to understand these simple mechanisms. So that's level one training. Now, that's with the Healthy World Ambassadorship. So you begin with level one to become a Healthy World Ambassador. Level two then involves the whole concept of emotions and feelings and psychopathology and behavioral science. That's one of my areas of special expertise. My Harvard degree in public health was in behavioral science, health education, health promotion. And so we understand from a real, again, well-studied, tremendously researched database, we now know how to effectively and quickly handle things like depression or behavioral challenges, neuroticisms, repeating patterns that cause depression and anxiety and anger, all the things that the drugs are being prescribed to mask and to cover up actually have its roots in the fundamental understanding of what is behavior all about. What is this mind that we've got that we're constantly engaged in an internal dialogue that's telling us one thing when we know in our hearts we probably should be doing something else? So this whole concept of coming to terms with who we are as a conscious being, wherein consciousness is more than this little jabbering voice at the back of your head, the behavioral scientists call an internal dialogue. It's more along the lines of having a clear, heartfelt connection to the Creator and a higher level of awareness that can not just be helpful to us, but put us in a very, very powerfully productive state and do great, great things with one's life without feeling depressed, without feeling remorse in a sense that we typically feel and unfortunately are taking too many drugs to try to suppress. So that's level two, is all the behavioral science, it's psychology, it's psychosociology. It involves how we can therapeutically evolve through some simple behavioral therapies into this more rounded, balanced self. And that's step two. Step three of the Healthy World Ambassadors program deals with the best of the best news in the area of energy medicine. And it involves this whole concept of who you really are as a bio-spiritual being, your biology and spirituality combined. And that's what will put you at the absolute forefront of this evolution in health science, where we're going to be praising instead of suppressing the therapeutics of energy, light, color, sound, oil frequencies, the whole concept of resonant energy, how it comes to us through our senses and how it can be restorative without any risk. At low cost, you can administer tremendously powerful healings, and especially so if your heart is connected to the Creator, to do good, to do service, and to be blessing people, as well as, of course, it's a mutual blessing. When you bless somebody else, it comes right back. As you sow, so shall you reap. So this is the concept. Now, that's just the beginning. That's three levels, three courses, and it's very reasonable. The initial cost is $528 for level one, and as you become an ambassador, you'll have the opportunity to actually sell tickets and keep 50% of, because this is a partnership. You are our partners. We cannot do this without you. And basically, it's a blessing to work together. We've come to a point in socialization and evolution where we realize we can't do it alone. We now have failed. I have failed. Likely, if you've tried to do stuff alone, it probably hasn't worked out to the optimal level. Sherry and I, many of our friends, our colleagues have come to the same realization. We've got to develop a team. We've got to come back together. We've been divided like sheep to have our flock conquered. And we've got to come back together again to literally create the manifestation of divine human communion and communication for community building. We've got to rebuild our community through this heartfelt communication that reflects the divinity within each of us and around us and throughout the universe. So this concept of bringing God into practical applications in our lives is, you know, really central. As we evolve through the ambassador program, you'll have the opportunity to not only live that and be blessed in partnership and collaboration with others who likewise think the same way, and that you'll be able to prosper financially, and then the good news begins. You want to share a little bit about the program, or you want me to, in terms of the six-year program?
Well, I've already talked about it, so it's your turn to talk about the curriculum. Okay. It's going to be an amazing opportunity to get a doctorate in energy medicine, and there's going to be so much involved in that. It's going to be nutrition, and it's going to be, so, you know, people can be practiced being a nutrition. I mean, there's different things that they can practice while they take the doctorate. So not only do they have the ability to be a doctor, but there's so many other little careers within that that they can actually pursue at the same time, which is really amazing.
Yeah, it's wonderful. So, I mean, really right now we need and we're building a peacekeeping force, a healing force to basically replace that which does not work. That which is broken and has parts missing is not of the Creator. I'm talking about the World Health Organization, the Rockefeller-directed medical cartel. I'm interested in evolving beyond that and basically transmuting the negativity and evolving, transforming our reality so that it really works for the best interest of everybody. And who that is who are loving and sensitive and real and responsible and reasonable. These are the people that we want to not only partner with, you know, but we want to help heal. So the concept of a six-year degree program, after level three of the ambassadorship program, you'll already be involved in educating and counseling various people who've come to you, and even we refer to you as people who need this kind of guidance. And then you'll probably want to, if you're really engaging this, to go into the six-year degree program. Now, that may seem like a long time, but it'll be a great blessing. You know, I can tell you I've been through a couple six-year programs, and they fly by like you can't even imagine. But it's so exciting because you'll be involved in not only the nutrition and aspects that Sherry's talking about, you're going to be involved in everything from kinesiology, learning to be involved in kinesiology and essential oils, and looking at color and sound frequencies, the most advanced bioenergetic technologies, using thermography, for example. I understand that this past Sunday on 60 Minutes, they had a segment. Of course, 60 Minutes is propaganda, and it's always negative to what we're really talking about. But even they showed a cancer researcher who is treating cancers effectively through radio signals, which is sound frequencies once again. So this whole concept of evolving into a six-year program where the last 2 years of it won't be so much academic, it'll be clinical practices. We're involved with the World Organization for Natural Medicine. There's Clinics for Humanity that we're advancing also with. There's the opportunity to do most of your training online. You can finish your curriculum over a four-year period, your basic core curriculum, and then you'll be posted in one of the several Clinics for Humanity. We'll have one in Hawaii. There'll be one up in Toronto. There's one right now in Lebanon. There's several others that are developing right now with our colleagues who are engaged with us in this project. So that's really what we're doing right now. That's one of the very, very exciting things. And you may kind of like not see us or me doing this kind of active role in a whole wonderful arena. You know, because I've been reporting heavily on H1N1 and trying to wake people up to the vaccination risks. But that's the dark side. You know, that's the world's worst news, is the genocide. Equally, and actually far more powerfully, is this whole evolution into the spiritual renaissance. And the spiritual renaissance, nothing is going to be done the same way. We're not going to look at each other the same way. We're not going to judge each other the same way. We're not going to criticize each other. We're not going to speak to one another as brothers and sisters who are divine in the same way. We won't be drinking the same polluted garbage that we're currently drinking, nor eating the various food additives and intoxicating substances. We're going to evolve out of that into a whole permacultural consciousness, a natural, organic lifestyle that sustains, uplifts, and optimally serves humanity and all the species simultaneously. That's really what the vision of the Messianic Age really is for me, and I think for many people who were celebrating with it this time.
Yeah, it's really exciting. I think that right now we're on the verge of a spiritual revolution, and that's what we're creating, the Healthy World Revolution, which is, this time we're not fighting with the guns and the planes that these warmongers fight with. We're fighting with our pens, and we're fighting with our hearts, and we're fighting through people's spirits. We really want to be able to have everybody come together and really realize that we all are coming from one. We do come from one. As Lynn said, we come from the water, but we come from one creator. You can call your creator anything you want, but we do have one creator. We're all brothers and sisters. And as soon as we can recognize that we all are family with each other, that we all are that, then we'll be looking out for each other a lot more and stop saying, well, that's not my problem, that's that person's kid. No, everybody's kids are our kids. We're all brothers and sisters. We're all related. We come from the same creator. And that is going to create ultimately peace on Earth. It's going to create peace among everybody. And hopefully we can just help be here and open up people's hearts and minds to the truth, and they can listen to these great stories that Dr. Horowitz says about all the things that are going on the planet, the research that I've been doing with him as well, and then also what are the solutions and how can we come together and what is the end of it? Where's the rainbow? You know, and that's what we're all looking for. We're looking for the rainbow. So we believe that we have it. We believe that it's something, we're onto something here with the Healthy World Revolution. And this is something we all need to be a part of. We need to join together in this, because the battle that we're fighting against these people is so strong, and we need to really all wake up and be on the same page and realize that there's amazing things about to happen for all of us. Even though it seems like it's all the doom and the gloom, it's not. There's some amazing thing. We're on the verge of something amazing.
Yeah,
and,
beautiful.
And Dr. Horowitz is one of the most inspirational people you'll ever get to learn from. So I really, really recommend you come and take these courses and at least get to see what he's all about, because really knowing him, he's one. I think I have to say you're about the most spiritual person I've ever met in my life. And
well, thanks. You know, I love the Creator. I just, you know, I love the blessings of, and again, I owe my life to the Creator many times over. So, you know, other than that, I'm a normal person, you know.
Yeah, he is. Well, that's what's great about you. You're very real, you're very normal, but, you know, he's also somebody who, anytime any of you really want to talk to someone from the heart, he's there, you know, and he'll talk to you from the heart. And how many people can really do that, in touch with their own, you know, feelings and really self-aware. I think that's the most important thing, is being aware of yourself. And once you have that, then you're able to really confront all of your fears, and you're able to talk to other people about what's on their mind and their fears. And that's what a good teacher, what a good mentor is all about, you know? And so...
Yeah. So that's the way it is. You know, we've got about 5 minutes left.
Wow,
because
time
just
really
flew.
Really,
yeah. Fast. Well, we had the problems with the technical problems from the beginning. It seems like we're having a lot of technical problems. I guess is that part of what the spiritual challenge is to do good in the world today? You got to go through some grief.
You hear sometimes a lot of glitches. I know we've been on the radio a few times and we got cut off from the radio.
Did you see that thing?
It was crazy.
It was crazy. Because,
well, today the door opened. When we were having a spiritual conversation, the door opened.
Oh, that was strange. Yeah.
Yeah, the door opened and closed. Somebody actually came in, and they were really interested in what we had to say. Only we couldn't see them, but we knew they were there.
That's interesting. Yeah, that's been really wild. I don't know if your life has been as wild as ours has been. You know, I've had some exciting times over the last couple of weeks. I was on with Al Jazeera the other day, and we just got that. I actually look forward this week to me actually taking Dr. Oz on with his hideous propaganda piece. We're going to be advancing this week one more additional YouTube, actually a series of YouTube programs, and one recently just went up, and Sherry and I are on that program together, so you can check that out on YouTube. It deals with Dr. Oz, and but more superficially than the presentation that we're currently working on. That'll go up probably by the grace of the Creator this week also on YouTube.
We've tried several times, I want you to know, and things were not recorded. We had other people record us for some reason. They had it, and then they lost it.
Yeah,
it's
strange.
Crazy
strange
stuff has happened. Yeah, so we've been trying to really get the word out to people, and that's all we want to do is save lives and help people see that the Creator out there really loves you, and that's our most important message, is to know that you are loved, and that we all are love. I mean, we are the Creator, we are love.
And we are the manifestation, the divine frequency vibration.
Exactly. Yeah. We're all part of that. We're all just the children of the Creator. So anyway, I want to say God bless you all. And Dr. Horsey, have you
I want to thank our sponsors. Please, if you have not tried Oxy Silver, get Oxy Silver, especially now that this whole flu scam is happening. You want to feel totally protected. You want to feel totally not in fear at all. And the best way that I can tell you, please study OxySilver.com. Don't, or .net, OxySilver.net. And basically, when you go to OxySilver.net, don't just read the sales hype. Go into the archives, the research articles. There's a couple clicks that you can need to go through to get to NASA Science Plus, and then go from there into the other deeper archives. Anyway, go to OxySilver.net and then call this toll-free number to order any of the books, DVDs, CDs, or just talk to somebody about what your health needs are at 888-508-4787. That's toll free. 888-508-4787. And stay tuned for Don Nikoloff on Evident Footprints on bbsradio.com. Seth in engineering, thanks so much. Don Newsom, Doug Newsom, Newsom family, love you guys. Thanks a lot for broadcasting the Inside Hour. See you next week. Bye for now. Love you guys. Bye.